driving you home weekday afternoons. Unpredictable and fun. Sponsored by Ipswich Pro Drive. Wrap up your day with Dan Rennie in the evenings.
This is 98.9 FM, as promised, a bit of live music for your Friday afternoon. I was lucky enough to get a bit of a preview at the little Universal launch today. They are called the Shires, all the way from the UK. Ben and Chrissy, lovely to see you guys.
Hello.
Thank you for having me along to your little junket this afternoon. Had some nice Tucker, and you guys busted out a couple of songs. Tucker is food, yes.
Yeah, cool.
Well played, sir. But Chrissy, you're under the weather a little bit, so look.
I am. Yes, and my voice is slowly going and going. It's a bit crazy.
What have you got? Just a bit of the.
I think it's just a cold.
Right.
It's just taking hold right now. Yeah.
How long have you guys been here?
So we've been in Brisbane for a day, and then we came over to Sydney on Monday. We've done loads of promo, met loads of people.
Is that good fun?
It's great fun.
It's
a lot of fun. I mean, it makes you realise how big the world is. Because we've done all these ones in the UK and met so many people. And then now we're sort of starting again at square one and telling people who we are. But, yeah, it's really exciting because we're coming back in March to do CMC Rocks.
That's going to be huge.
It's going to be wicked. I didn't realise how big it is. We both didn't realise how big the whole thing is over here. So
it will be massive. And you're building a nice fan base here in Australia. That must be really nice to know that your music is spreading out, and it's got legs, and number three on the British charts. I mean, that is huge for you guys over there.
Yeah.
Is country music, is it seeing a big upswing in the UK?
Yeah, I mean, it's on the rise, and especially in the 3 years that we've known each other. You know, the time when we met, we thought we were the only two people in the whole of the UK that liked country music.
Yeah, right.
And then, we've released our first album, which was the first to go top 10 in the UK, and all of a sudden we see all these people that like country music as well, and we're like, okay, and now we're on the second album, and it goes to number three in the main album charts, which we just could never believe. And we were up against kind of crazy David and Bon Iver, and Van Morrison was in there as well. So it was a really tough week, but it was just incredible that there's a scene kind of happening over there that's, I think, people are kind of relating because we're not singing about the kind of cowboys and Stetsons and rhinestones, and we're singing about what
my dog died.
Dog dying, yes.
Girlfriend left me.
Divorce. Yeah.
Well, look, as we say, country music is universal, and I guess when I first heard your album, I didn't realise you guys were from the UK. I just had a listen and loved it. But then finding out your story, I mean, you guys met on Facebook, is that correct?
Yeah, completely true. I mean, I discovered country about 4 years ago.
What were you doing before that?
I was writing songs, but they were kind of like pop acoustic songs. I guess
you were
rapping,
weren't you?
I wasn't rapping. I was not rapping.
I see a little rap breakdown in a Shire song somewhere.
We'd love to do a Sam Hunt kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very difficult to
do. I call that crap.
More than
country rap.
But so I was doing that more sort of just acoustic songwriter stuff, and then I was about to give up because I was so frustrated, and I heard Lady Antebellum, and it kind of embodied everything I wanted to do in music. And that's when I put the Facebook post out saying, I wrote a few songs, and I put this Facebook post out saying there must be a female singer around London who wants to sing these songs with me. And a mutual friend introduced us on Facebook, and we got together literally the next day. We lived, by complete coincidence, 25 minutes from each other, which was an amazing sort of touch of fate. And then got together, started just making music, and we did it the really old-fashioned way, which was great. So we did some demos, had some songs written, and then did some shows.
We'd only done about 10 shows, I think, not even that, at the time when we actually signed our record deal.
Far out.
It was very kind of early on for us, wasn't it? But, Decca in the UK got behind us and supported us, and the radio stations over there that really kind of paved the way for us, which was amazing.
And what were the stations that embraced you? I mean, was it the BBC?
BBC Radio 2. So
unbelievable.
And that's it's a national station, goes out to everyone in the UK. But they're really sort of championing country as well. There's a guy
called
Bob Harris, who's really, really great for country. And it's really growing. They're playlisting a lot of big American country acts. And what's really exciting is people now are understanding what country is. Back about 3 years ago, average guy or girl on the street, you said country, they would have said, oh, Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers. Whereas now they kind of know people like Lady Antebellum, Little Big Town, Sam Hunt, all these different people. So it's Radio 2 have been great for us.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, it could have been a bit scary putting that a post on Facebook saying, yeah, you want a country singer, you could have got anyone coming to distribute.
Well, I had to tell my I had to give Ben's address and his full name to my mum when I was going round there the next day. I was like, I'm going to this strange guy's house.
Some strange so country singer who's looking for a duet partner.
Somebody likes country music in the UK?
It must be a weirdo.
I know, this is weird.
And what about yourself, Chrissy? What's your background?
I've been a lifelong country fan. My gran taught me all the kind of old Patsy Cline, Willie Nelson, and obviously Dolly as well, and Loretta Lynn. And so I used to sing all the kind of old country stuff. And then growing up in the 90s, I listened to a lot of Leanne Rimes, Shania Twain.
There you go.
Faith Hill, Martina McBride. They were kind of
the
leading ladies of my life, yeah.
Were you ever interested in other sorts of music, rock, pop?
Yeah, I mean, I studied music, so I covered everything. And for a long time, I wanted to be, you know, pop, and then I wanted to be like blues, and then trying to fit in every mold. And I didn't really know where I kind of fit at the time, and didn't realize how much I listened to country music. And you know, it was about 4.5 years ago, and I said, you know what, I'm just going to go with this kind of country thing and see where it goes. And that's when, you know, shortly after that, Ben got in touch, and it was, you know, almost fate-like that kind of everything just fell into place.
You're gradually getting worse and worse over there.
It's gradually going.
we'll try and wrap it up pretty quickly. You guys are going to belt out a little song for us, though, so we certainly do appreciate that. Ben, you were telling me as well, you got your first Slim Dusty CD, mate, so you're going to get a listen into that.
I can't wait to hear that, actually, yeah. I mean, again, like I said, I didn't realise how big country is here, and, you know, we haven't heard of him back home, really, if I'm totally honest, and I didn't realise he's an institution, really. He's a grandfather, godfather of...
Absolutely, country, yeah, look, he's up on the wall out here.
Yeah. I can't wait. 100 albums in or something.
Yep, 100 albums, and it was incredible to think about the amount of work he did over his career. But yeah, definitely the pioneer, I suppose, for Australian country music.
That's over 1,000 songs, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah, it would be, yes.
Wow.
baffles the mind a little bit, really, when you think about it.
Gosh, yeah.
Well, look, CMC Rocks, you will be back in the country, guys.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming in, hanging out with
us
today.
Thanks for having us.
And you brought in some signed copies of your album as well, so we'll do a giveaway before the end of the show. Yeah. But you're going to do the title track for us right now.
Mm-hmm.
Take it away. It's The Shy. It's Ben and Chrissy. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
I don't know what I believe, but it's more than I can see. There are things in my heart, I just know what they are, like the way you look at me. And it's like every star, Venus and Mars are falling in your eyes, and it's all mine. You only get one life, and I wanna live it, I wanna give it to you. No more goodbye, bye-byes. When I say forever, I mean forever I do. As long as the world keeps turning and turning, as long as gravity keeps my feet on this earth, you'll be my one, my all, my universe. It's a distant memory, who I used to be. Somewhere in the atmosphere, not here. Looking up at that midnight sky, I don't need to know what there is up above. I just need your love. You only get one life. And I wanna live it, I wanna give it to you. No more goodbye-bye-byes. When I say forever, I mean forever I do. As long as the world keeps turning and turning, as long as gravity keeps my feet on this earth, you'll be my one, my only. I know what I believe, get one la la life, and I wanna live it. I wanna give it to you. No more goodbye, bye, byes. When I say forever, I mean forever. I do, as long as the world keeps turning and turning, as long as gravity keeps my feet on this earth, you'll be my one.
Weekday afternoons. Unpredictable and fun. Sponsored by Ipswich Pro Drive. Wrap up your day with Dan Rennie in the evenings.